Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are going to talk about holiday fails. Mm-hmm. Apparently, look at Erica's face. Have you already failed? Is this holiday you're failing?
Yeah, this Halloween we failed something already.
A lot of times when I think of holiday fails, like the holiday fail I have immediately in my head is Thanksgiving. Mm. It's Thanksgiving or Christmas, but you've somehow managed to screw up one that's hard to screw up.
We sure did. But think about it, like Valentine's Day, easy to screw up. It happens to a lot of men.
Candles tipping over.
Or just like...
ED.
Okay. Or just the wrong gift or the wrong mood or whatever.
ED. Yeah.
Bad for the mood.
Yeah, bad for the mood. What other holidays can get messed up?
Easter.
4th of July, you blew up something. Like, I'm talking about
my holiday
holidays.
Fail, if, I don't know if you've heard this story. I make Thanksgiving for a ton of people.
Okay.
I wake up. I'm going to make two turkeys. I've got all the stuffing. I've got everything. Preheat the oven. It's like 6 a.m. Preheat the oven. I'm getting everything out on the counter. I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, as soon as it hits. And I look over and it's like, it is staying at like 72.
No, your oven was broken.
Broken on Thanksgiving. And I'm making food for
What'd you
everyone.
Do?
It was recently enough where Walmart just gave up on Black Friday and they actually were open a little bit on Thanksgiving. But you can't buy an oven.
Right.
But you can buy a whole bunch of the little countertop ovens.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. About three of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What else am I going to do?
Order a pizza.
Go to a neighbor's.
I called my buddy Ben. He's like, we're out of town. And I'm like, well.
So give me the garage code.
No, so I just cooked. I have a roaster pan that will hold one turkey. I smoked one. And then all the side dishes were in little ovens all over my house.
Wow. That is crazy.
Wait, where are the potatoes? In the bedroom.
I still have them. If you ever, it's like, oh man, I wish I had little toastery oven thing. I have them.
We'll call you.
Swing by and borrow. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
If you want the bedroom one, you can have that one.
No, thank you.
Why are you afraid of my bedroom oven?
Because it's weird that you have a bedroom oven. Okay.
It's not that weird. I'm a catch.
You could finish relations and then bing, the cookies are ready.
Yes. You know, like being on a Frontier flight when the cookies,
adds
to the experience where you're like, ooh, this is better because I smell chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. What was yours?
Mine's not so bad now that you say that.
Okay.
But for Halloween, my fiance was like, oh, I'm going to be so cute. He goes, he's at Costco. I'm not with him. And he brings home 2 pumpkins.
Oh,
so sweet. We put them out. We've been enjoying them. Every time I open the door, there's the pumpkins. We start noticing that there's a lot of squirrel activity. And we're like, gosh, these squirrels are always like hanging out by the front door. What's going on? One of the pumpkins is now home to squirrels.
It's become their condo?
I mean, they have chewed off. It's like the back side of it. So not the part facing our door. So we didn't notice it for a while. And now it's just gone.
So they've eaten the insides of it out.
And they're just loving it. And they're still going at it. But how do you stop that from happening? They're not even carved. Well, now they are. Yeah.
Why didn't you carve it? Then they wouldn't have done that.
Yes, they would have.
No, because they don't want the outside. They want the seeds on the inside.
Well, they sure as heck ate the outside.
To get to the seeds on the inside.
I'm not very smart.
Clearly.
She also didn't get the pumpkins.
And you also don't carve this early because then they rot.
Yeah.
That's true, but then you know what you don't do? Put them out. You don't put them out until they're...
My fiance was being so cute and sweet about it.
Okay, then don't be mad that you have a squirrel condo and like pumpkin brains everywhere.
Well, I'm mad at the squirrels.
You can't, okay. Squirrels are going to squirrel, man. That's what they're going to do.
Squirrels are going to squirrel, squirrel, mm-hmm. squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Yeah. All right, well, be it Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah... Yeah. We want to hear your holiday fails.
Best caller is going to join us at Alice in Winterland, featuring Teddy Swims, Neon Trees, and American Authors. That's Belco Theater on December 6th.
And those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. for pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday for just regular people.
Yeah.
But you can be one of the pre-sale.
I think you need a code, too, so you can find it on our social media, right?
Yep.
Do we want to just say what the code is? Or?
I mean, it would be a nice gift for someone.
It would be. Okay. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I also have a Halloween fail. More of a Halloween embarrassment, I think.
Oh.
Okay.
I went to Walmart with my son.
The bar's low now. Sorry, you went from fail to embarrassment.
Well, we went to Walmart to get those, you know, the like classic plastic, just a pumpkin bucket.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone has, like they're a dollar. You know. So my son and I went because my wife had some craft ideas that she wanted to do. So we were there to stock up. And they're up really high, like stacked on the super high shelf. No. And so I'm like, well, this is great. I've got my young trapeze artist with me, my son.
Oh my God.
We're doing a kind of a Cirque du Soleil move where he's on my shoulders and I'm like, grab a white one. And we're doing this whole thing. And we finally got him. Only knocked a few down.
Oh my God, dude.
And then we got him and then we go around the corner only to see that they were also.
Yeah, they're just in disguise of them right there.
Yeah, they're just
you just
right.
Walk right up and grab one.
Yeah,
those just, high ones are extra. Yeah. They're
one
overstocked.
Of those big bins. Yeah, we had to reach down to get them.
Yeah, it was actually.
So we I thought you were going to say you knocked all of them off.
Just
the top.
A few. We've done this before, so he's pretty good at it.
Oh, gosh.
No, the back donut.
Yeah.
Gosh.
A long time ago, my whole family was going to go to London. So we got together at my uncle's house. And we all spent the night there that night. We had pizza and stuff and it was fun. And then the next day we were all getting on the flight, but there was like 16, 20 of us or whatever. We all loaded in the vans and somebody did a head count.
Hey, no.
And we were, when we got to the airport, we just thought it was just chaos. And we left my cousin Kevin.
Behind. Oh,
Kevin.
It sounded.
Like, why are you doing a Home Alone?
What? No, this happened to me.
Did someone spill their milk and wet the bed?
Yes.
And
how did you
Buzz's
know? Have you been stalking me?
Buzz's girlfriend.
Kevin, while he was there, did some wild things to the house. Although some burglars came in, he let Buzz's spider out.
Right.
Which was bad.
Right.
But it did scare Marv, I believe, one of the two burglars.
Oh, you knew the burglars.
Yeah. Well, because we were part of the testimony against them and whatnot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Isn't one of them like Arthur Weasley and the other one is Dr. House?
What?
The actors?
No.
No, one of them is Joe Pesci. And the other is
Hugh Laurie plays one of them.
Oh,
no. I swear.
No, it's Daniel Stern, the narrator of The Wonder Years, and Joe Pesci are the two actors that were used to portray my family drama, The Holiday Fail.
What are you doing?
Can I ask a question? How far in did I get before you knew I was doing
the plot of you said we all spent the night and we were going to get on a flight, I was like, he's doing Home Alone.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure. All right, well, if you've had a holiday fail, we'd love to hear your story.
Oh, is it 101 Dalmatians?
What?
That Hugh Laurie is in. And he's one of the bad guys.
I don't think
sorry.
So.
Sorry, so sorry.
I'm going to really Google it. Think that Hugh Laurie is in.
I don't know.
She's going to look it up.
Okay. 303-222-5423. Best call coming with us to Alice in Winterland.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing your holiday fails, and apparently we just suck at it.
Yeah, apparently it's mostly just us.
Okay.
No, we have this one text, and our texts come in a little weird, so give me
it's
a little...
It's super truncated. It makes no sense.
Yeah,
but
sometimes
like,
your texts come in like not in order of how you sent, so... this person says, my first Thanksgiving I had in Colorado, my roommate and I were going to drive home to California.
Gotcha.
But they both worked, so they were going to just drive home to California Thanksgiving night.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
The problem is they lived in Cortez, which appears to be
I don't know where Cortez
out
is.
I don't either.
By the Four Corners.
Oh, down
like
there.
Past Telluride.
Yeah. Okay.
And they got somewhere. Tiknospos? I don't know. Idea. But they got a flat tire and the car didn't have a spare.
Oh,
so then their boyfriend at the time had to haul Beep out to get them and ended up just driving them back to Cortez.
Oh.
And they made mashed potatoes and that was their Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, that kind of reminds me. My wife and I had just started dating and over the Christmas break, she came to visit me. Unbeknownst to me, she didn't tell her parents that's where she was going.
What?
She said, I'm going to go see a girlfriend in a different town.
Oh, no.
She came to see me instead. I didn't know this until on the way back, her car broke down.
Oh.
So then
you have to get busted.
Yeah. Yeah, she called her dad and he's like, well, what are you doing over there? That's like a different part of the state. And then I had to go and wait with her for him to come all decked out and holiday gear. And,
oh, gosh.
And then when he got there, I just left. I didn't even meet him. I was so, just scared.
You hadn't met him before?
Oh, no, my gosh.
No. You can't meet.
Okay. And then you just left her on the side of the road?
He was there.
But you just still didn't say hi? No.
So you just as he drove up, you drove away?
I panicked.
That's
dude.
A crazy
I
response.
I
don't
know. I was like, you're bringing me in this lie. I didn't know you were lying. I thought we were having a
she
nice holiday.
She still married you after you
I
did
know.
That.
It's shocking at
I'm
times.
Very cute.
All right, Erin, did you say you had one?
Yeah, I remember for Easter, I was at my friend's house and we had left to, I think we went to church or something. The Easter ham was on the stove cooling down. We come back. There's shattered glass everywhere and the ham is decimated and their dog had jumped up, ate the whole thing and then threw up everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Saved us the trouble. Bad cooking.
No, it was. They made the best food. I was so sad.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.